Turning to the Gospel according to Luke, and it's the chapter 2. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, and we're going to commence our reading at verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of my people Israel. Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through his own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Amen. God will bless to your hearts this reading of his own precious. Let's turn again to Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. Let's think this morning about this portion, and especially verse 28. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God. We're going to have prayer first and ask the Lord that he might be pleased to come and bless our meditation on his word. Our Father, we do thank thee for an open Bible. We thank thee for our civil and religious liberty, and for the blessed privilege of meeting in a manner such as this. We thank thee for all that we enjoy in this land, for the blessings of the gospel. We thank thee that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is what sets the prisoner free. And whomsoever the Son sets free, they are free indeed. Lord, we are no longer bound and chained by sin's galling fetters. We bless thee that thou hast brought us out into a large place, into a place of blessing, even with Christ. And Lord, today we pray that we might be enabled, like Simeon of old, even as it were, to embrace the Savior, even to take him to ourselves, to take him in our arms, and to praise God. And our Father, we ask of thee that thou would help us not to be afraid to praise God, not to be kept back from praising him, but, O God, we pray that we might be all out for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we were singing, let it be Christ for me. O gracious God, may that be the resolution of all our hearts this morning, that we will serve the Lord to the end of our days. Do bless us now and undertake for us. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I wonder if you've ever thought about the Bible in this way, that the Bible is a book written by a father to his children. The Bible is a book written by a father to his children. It is God's book. It is a book for you and for me. The children of God enjoy reading it, or at least they ought to enjoy reading it. The children of God ought to read it every day. It is full of pictures, isn't it, which greatly assist us in our understanding of the truths that our Heavenly Father would have His children to learn and to obey. We have just such a picture before us in the incident involving Simeon and the infant Christ in the temple. It is a picture of faith at work and how it clasps Christ to its heart. You can see faith in the heart of Simeon. And you can visualize him taking the infant Christ from Mary's arms and holding him in his own arms. And we can see faith grasping the Savior and clinging to the Savior and embracing the Savior and being blessed in Simeon's own heart and soul. Simeon, we are told, was a godly old man who was, we're told, just and devout in verse 25, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. He entered into the temple at the very moment Christ was carried in by Mary and Joseph. The Savior, I presume, would have been about 40 days old at this stage. That is, since Mary was required by law, the law of God that is, to undergo a time of purification. We read that law in Leviticus chapter 12 and verses 2 to 4. And so according to the Old Testament law, Mary would have been required to go through a time of purification following the birth of the Lord Jesus. And so from these circumstances this morning, we want to learn, if we may, with God's help, some lessons for ourselves. Simeon's coming into the temple at this time was something that was planned by God. Simeon's meeting with Christ, his encounter with the Savior, was a direct result of the working of the Holy Spirit in Simeon's heart and the working of God in the circumstances which allowed this meeting to take place. God was at work in his sovereignty and in his providential dealings. Here was a man, an old man, longing to see God's salvation, longing to set his eyes upon the Savior, longing to take him in his arms and to embrace the Christ of God. And God, knowing his heart and the desire of his heart, in his own providential way, ordained it so that this meeting should take place at the right time, in the correct place, and according to the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. What a blessing it is to recognize that. And we who are the children of God today, we can be sure of this, that our times also are in God's hand. God is sovereign. God deals in miraculous ways His wonders to perform. And God works out His purpose and fulfills the desire of our hearts. And especially when those desires are in keeping with His will, in accordance with His word, and those desires above all desire to glorify His wonderful name. And I'm quite sure that in all the circumstances of all our lives, the lives of every child of God, God works out His purpose and fulfills His own will in the hearts of His children. The references to the Holy Spirit and Simeon are interesting. And we should bear in mind that Simeon was a believer. He trusted in the Lord. He not only was a believer in God the Father, the God, even we might say, of the Old Testament, but he was a believer in the promises of the Old Testament, and therefore a believer in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he believed in Him as his Savior. And he was a saved man. He was redeemed. And how we can see here an illustration of just how God brings a sinner to Christ. We need to bear in mind that when God, by His gracious Holy Spirit, worked on us at the beginning, when He was drawing us out of the darkness of sin into His marvelous light, He was drawing us then, that wasn't a one-off experience. That was just the beginning of an ongoing drawing of our souls. It was the Lord in the first place who drew us out of darkness. It was the Lord in the first place who drew us to Himself. But He doesn't stop drawing when we come to Christ. He keeps on drawing us and drawing us to Himself. It's an ongoing experience in drawing us out after Christ as believers day by day. We were singing, weren't we, "Draw Me Nearer." You see, God is still drawing. He's still drawing you, having drawn you out of the darkness. He's still drawing you closer, drawing you nearer. And it's our prayer, "Draw me to Thy precious bleeding side." The Holy Spirit was upon Simeon. In verse 25, we read about that. As he waited for the consolation of Israel, we're told the Holy Ghost was upon him. The Holy Ghost was upon him. The moving of the Holy Spirit upon Simeon is, in essence, the same moving that takes place in the life of the sinner upon whom God has set His love and whom He determines to save. Simeon was the subject of the Holy Spirit's grace and of the Holy Spirit's power. And praise God today, there are many in this meeting house who are the subjects of the Holy Spirit, His drawing power and His grace and power are upon your lives, just like it was upon the life of Simeon. And when we are in need, when we are in distress, when we need guidance, and at every turn of life's road, we have the Spirit of God, that Spirit which drew us at the beginning and is drawing us still closer to God. He is dwelling within us to guide us, to help us, and to strengthen us even in our infirmities. The Holy Spirit not only was upon Simeon, but the Holy Spirit taught Simeon. And in verse 26 we read, and it was revealed unto him. It was revealed. He was taught by the Holy Ghost. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. It's great to be taught by the Spirit of God and to be led by the Spirit of God and to know that he is the Spirit of truth and he will lead us into the truth, into all truth. Knowledge here was imparted to Simon about heavenly things. In the work of conversion, in the work of salvation, the sinner is taught of God. The Holy Spirit, as Acts 26 and verse 18 would teach us, the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to turn our hearts from darkness to light and to turn us from the power of Satan unto God, that we may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in me. The imparting of divine knowledge is an essential aspect of conversion of the sinner. And this impartation of divine knowledge doesn't stop when we come as a sinner to Christ. Because by the continual reading of the Bible, our continual fellowship with God in prayer, around the Word, and in the assembly of God's people as we meet for prayer and public worship, God continues to reveal to us and continues to teach us and continues to show us wondrous things out of His Word. Praise God for the day when He opened your eyes and taught you your need. Praise God for the day when He revealed your sin to you. Praise God for the day when He revealed Christ the Savior to you. Praise God for the day when He revealed the knowledge of sins forgiven to you and give you the assurance of salvation. That's not the end. It's but the beginning. For praise God, every day ought to be a day drawn closer to Christ, as it is a day's march closer to home. And every day the Lord is imparting knowledge. The Lord is revealing the things of God. The Lord is teaching. Oh, we need to ask God to give us teachable spirits and to give us a heart that is willing to learn and a spirit that is willing to yield and a will that is willing to obey what God the Lord teaches us and reveals to us and imparts to us through His Word. The imparting of divine knowledge is not only an essential part of the conversion of the sinner, showing him his sin and showing him Christ, revealing the Savior in all His saving fullness as He died on Calvary. But thank God, it's an ongoing life's experience until the day He calls us home to be with Himself. Is that how it is with you? Are you gaining in knowledge? Are you growing in grace? Is God revealing to you day by day? Look, if these things are not happening, then there's something wrong. Now, what's wrong? We can imagine all sorts of things being wrong. We can guess all types of things. We can suggest many things. But the Bible and the Holy Spirit would put His finger upon the thing, and that is sin. And all disobedience is sin. And disobedience to God's Word brings sin, and sin hinders our growth and our development in Christ, and stunts our knowledge, and hinders us being taught of God day by day. Here's a man, he's old, but he's a man of tremendous example. He's been increasing in the knowledge of God all the days of his Christian experience. And God gives him the desire of his heart. And once he has seen what he wanted to see, and the desire of his heart has been granted, he says immediately, "Now let thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." He was ready for home. He was ready for heaven. He was ready to go sweeping through the gates of the New Jerusalem. And that's because he was washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. My dear friend, we can learn a lot from this dear old saint of God. From this dear child of God, may Simeon teach us today. The Bible says to those who are his people, he says, "And those who have come to Christ, a new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you. And cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments, or my commandments, and do them." That's what God does for a sinner. That's what God has done for me. That's what God has done for you. The thing I ask myself and I ask you this morning, are you walking in his statutes? And are you keeping his commandments and his judgments to do them? Because that is the way of blessing. And that's the way in which we shall see God and see him more clearly day by day. And that's how we'll be taught. And that's how we'll learn as God reveals to us day by day more wondrous things out of his word. The Holy Spirit was not only upon Simeon, and the Holy Spirit not only taught Simeon, but the Holy Spirit drew him. Look at verse 27. "And he came by the Spirit into the temple." You can almost see there the gentle force of the Holy Ghost taking him, gripping him, and drawing him into the temple. The Holy Spirit drew him. The Holy Spirit was moving upon Simeon, teaching Simeon, and drawing Simeon into an encounter with Christ. Thank God when that first encounter took place in our lives. But my friend, today, when you rose up out of your bed this morning, when you were getting ready, was not the Holy Spirit drawing you to the house of God? Was not the Holy Spirit taking a grip of you and drawing you into the temple, as it were, as Simeon was drawn? And why? To have an encounter with Jesus Christ. To have a meeting with the Lamb. To see God's salvation. And to rejoice in what God has done for your soul. And my friend, if that's how you came to God's house today, then there's no doubt there's a blessing for your soul. There's no doubt you'll go away from this place having seen the Lord. But if you had to be dragged some other way, and there were other thoughts in your mind, and disobedience in your heart and sin in your soul, then, my dear friend, you need to repent. You need to get down before the Lord and ask God's forgiveness. If there are thoughts in your heart which are not favorable to God, if there is being harbored up in your heart today evil thoughts against another brother or another sister, then, my friend, you need to repent of that attitude. And there's no point going on and on performing the so-called works of a Christian. We must start at the cross. We must come to the place of brokenness and repentance and seek the Lord and ask Him to restore us and to restore the joy of His salvation. God is a great God, and He wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. He wants us today to glorify His name. He wants us to be like Simeon, to take Christ and hold Him tight. Hold Him close. Embrace Him. And it says there in verse 28, and He blessed God. You can't do anything else, my friend. When you come into such an encounter with Christ and are drawn to Him like this, and you take Him, as it were, in the arms of faith, and you really hold on to Him, you grip Him, you cannot help but bless God. You cannot help but sing His praise. You cannot help but let your soul burst forth with joy. We don't want to let the charismatics away with all, I would have to call it, the so-called joy that they would experience. Or the so-called excitement. Praise God, outside the charismatic movement, we can be excited. We can be joyful. We can be happy. We can praise God. We can rejoice in Him. We don't have to join the false movements. We can come like Simeon into His church today. We can have such a desire to see the Lord's Christ and even to feel Him close, to take Him up in our arms, as it were, and praise the Lord. Could you do that this morning? Do you feel like doing it? Do you want to do it? Well, my friend, ask God for the grace to enable you to do it. And you leave this place today rejoicing in God's great salvation and in the knowledge of His precious truth. It says there, and He came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for Him after the custom of the law, look what He did immediately. Can you visualize Joseph and Mary walking in? Simeon already there, worshipping God and praising God. And when he saw Jesus in Mary's arms, he knew it was the Lord Christ. And he takes from Mary the very gift of God, which is eternal salvation. You know, you and I who have been witnessing for Christ, let it be a minister of the gospel, a missionary of Christ, a Sabbath school teacher, a children's worker, a tract distributor, let it be whatever it is. In many ways, we are like Joseph and Mary, aren't we? We are those who present God's salvation to others. Here they were coming into the temple, carrying the Lord Jesus, the Christ who was to come into the world to be the Savior of mankind. And what did they do? They give this precious gift to Simeon. Tell me, are you holding back the Christ of God to others? As a Christian this morning, are you presenting God's gift of eternal life to your neighbors, to your family, to those around you? Or are you holding on for yourself all that God has done for you? Are you content to be saved and just to hold on and to be blessed in your own soul and do nothing else for God? And to tell nobody else that you've been a Christian all these years? My dear friend, here is a great example of how we ought to share what Christ has done for us with others. And to see others taking the gift of salvation for themselves, embracing Christ. And what joy, I'm sure, was in Mary's heart and Joseph's that day beside Simeon's. And surely there's rejoicing amongst the angels of God in heaven when a sinner repents. And there's joy in the Church of Jesus Christ on earth and joy amongst his people when sinners profess Jesus Christ as Savior. My dear friend, may we see again in our churches the joy of salvation. God visiting us as of old. God coming as of old time. In mighty power, in great demonstration, and in revival blessing. Pouring out His Spirit, and convicting of sin and turning sinners to Christ and causing His people to have a burden to go out and to win the lost for Jesus Christ. May God grant that to each one of us. And He came by the Spirit into the temple. And in verse 28, and He took He him up in His arms and blessed God. May that be our experience this morning. Having been to the house of God, having taken up the Savior for ourselves, prayed and praying still for to be drawn closer, may we go away filled with the joy of the Lord, ready for whatever God has for us. Simeon was ready for whatever God is for, even death. Ready for glory. Ready for the mansions above. He was satisfied. All he wanted was Christ. All he needed was Christ. My dear friend, if we have Christ, we have all we need. If we have Christ today, then with everything. Because God has promised that whatever our other needs might be, that He will supply those needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so every blessing that we receive comes by the cross, through the finished work. It's by Christ Jesus we're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, in Christ. So may we never lose sight of Him. And today afresh, may we turn our eyes upon the Savior. We're going to close our service with hymn number 380. Hymn number 380. When this passing world is done, when has sunk yon radiant sun, when I stand with Christ on high, looking o'er life's history, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then, how much I owe. Number 380. let's remain standing as we close in prayer. Our gracious God, we are reminded through the singing of these words that this passing world will one day be done. But we rejoice that thy children have an inheritance which is forever. And we bless thee, our Father, that one day we will hear the voice of the praises of heaven, even as we enter in and join those who have gone before. We pray, Lord, that thou would keep our eyes upon Christ. Draw us closer to thyself. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Part us now with thy blessing. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with all thy people this day and evermore. Amen.